Time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge. We got a guest room full today. We'll just go down the line, make sure we get everybody's name. Who wants to start? We'll start over here.
Good morning. I'm Autumn Rhodes.
Hi, Autumn.
I'm Ron Ellen Weber.
Hello.
And I'm Melissa Schrader.
And I'm Melissa Smith.
Well, good to have you all with us today. We're talking about Pinwheels for Prevention, and it is coming up a week from today, next Thursday, next Friday, a week from tomorrow, out at the Eastside Park in Washington. And Autumn, we'll start with you since you're right there on the first mic. This is a team effort, as we can tell with all of you guys in today, but a lot of people are working to make this happen.
Yes, we're really excited about all the community support, and this year we're really kind of focusing on the safe sleep prevention.
And I guess that's where you come into play, right?
Yes,
at Davis
does.
Community Hospital, a partner.
Yes.
Safe sleep. Now, this is something that people may not think about, but it's something that's very important, especially to children at early ages.
Yes, for sure.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you'll focus on at this event?
Sure. We're going to have a safe sleep demonstration, which we have one of those at every health fair that we attend. We put up a pack and play next to our table with nothing in the pack and play other than a fitted sheet and a baby. And it's usually swaddled up in a sleep sack. And we put papers up showing that, you know, we don't want you to smoke around your baby. We encourage breastfeeding. Breastfeeding reduces the risk of SIDS by up to 50%. And we also encourage that babies don't co-sleep with you. We want them to sleep in your room with you, but we want them to be in a bed next to your bed where you can get to arm's reach with them.
You know, you hear horror stories, so many. You don't want to hear these horror stories of cases in which that does happen. It's just an awful thing, and it can be prevented. Very simple steps that you'll learn at this event coming up. Davies Community Hospital will be on hand. This is all absolutely free, and Ronelle will get you in here. You got a full day planned too. There's a lot of stuff going on at this Pinwheels for Prevention.
Absolutely. We're going to have demonstrations. We're going to have lots of providers that are going to be there. Also, we're going to have a drawing with a lot of bicycles, wagons, tons of prizes, events, I believe, from the Colts, the Indianapolis Zoo, just different things. And we're also going to start our drawing at 6 o'clock, and you have to be present to win.
Now, Autumn, is this a national event that we take part in locally, or how did this come about?
Yes, the state of Indiana declares Indiana April to be Prevention Month, so every county in the state has some kind of event in their community.
And by prevention, now, what are we talking about here?
Prevention, kind of get the word out about child abuse and neglect, as well as what is in your community to help prevent things when families are in need as well.
And this is something close to your heart and your daily occupation that you do, right?
Yes.
So, again, Pinwheels for Prevention, it's a team effort. The Indiana Department of Child Services, Prevent Child Abuse Indiana, Kids First Trust Fund, recognizing the role in the community, protecting Indiana's most vulnerable youth. This is all absolutely free, 4 to 7 p.m., rain or shine. And we got to get the other Melissa in here. Melissa, number two. I forget your last name. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Melissa Smith.
And what would you like to add to the conversation this morning?
I do the car seat program at Davies Community Hospital. So we are going to have a car seat to give away at the event, and we'll have a lot of car seat information.
You have been doing this at different locations a lot as of late, and this has become something that is more and more important, too, because parents think they have the car seat, they're doing stuff right, but if you're not actually putting the child in the car seat properly, you're not really helping them to be safe in the vehicle.
Right, and we are a permanent fitting station over at the hospital, which means we will check car seats for free for whoever, caregivers, parents, aunts, uncles, babysitters will check to make sure that the child is in the car seat correctly, that they're in the correct car seat for their age, and that the seat is installed correctly in the car.
Now, here's the million-dollar question. How long do they have to be in a car seat?
Until usually up to a booster to about 10 to 12 years old.
See, 10 to 12 years old. Did you hear that? So many times, I think, when they get to a certain age, parents think they're all right. They don't need one anymore. That's not the case.
That's not the case. People tend to think that children are just tiny adults, which they are structurally different. Their bone structures are different and usually don't mature until they hit puberty.
A lot of great information to be gathered at this event. It is all free. Pinwheels for Prevention, Eastside Park in Washington. That is next Friday, April 12th, a week from tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. Stop by for free food, giveaways, refreshments. They're going to give away bicycles. canine presentation, face painting. Bring the kids out too, right, Autumn? You want the kids to be there too.
Absolutely.
Everybody's welcome. Again, it is all free next Friday out at Eastside Park. Well, ladies, thank you for stopping by to share the information. We appreciate you visiting with us today, and good luck with the event next Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take Five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.